Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher takes first base on ball four. Musel moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Musel moves to third. DeRocher moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. DeRocher scores. Collins moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Musel moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRozier. Bishop moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Speaker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Yankees. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Fox now catching. Bill Shores now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fox. Koenig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Durocher strikes out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pennock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Miller scores. Fox moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Yankees. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0 for 1 in the game. Shores strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kernick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Kernick moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kernick scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 7-3, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Shores fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig moves to third. Musel moves to second. Ike Powers now pitching. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Durocher strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Pat Collins. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Fox races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Gehrig. The throw to the plate, and Gehrig is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Powers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ruth scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel strikes out. 1 out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Ike Powers. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hale moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hale moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.